Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I continue to recall that weekend as if it were a nightmare from which I never fully awoke. I was 16 and living with my parents in a quiet neighborhood on the north side of Fort Collins, Colorado, the kind of place where everyone lives a boring life.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
My parents were taking my aunt down to Denver because she was pregnant and started having complications. They asked if I'd be fine alone for 2 days. I said yes right away. I didn't want to admit it, but I was excited. I was excited not only because I had the house to myself, but also due to some personal reasons. I was dating a guy named Rory, and we were really in love. He was handsome and pampered me a lot. We had been talking about finally being alone together without parents around. After my dad left that night, I called him. We whispered on the phone like we were doing something illegal, even though we weren't. He said he could come over at around midnight, after his parents went to sleep. I told him the passcode to the front door so he wouldn't have to ring the bell. I asked him to come straight upstairs, because I'd probably already be in bed. After we hung up, I felt nervous, but in a good way. My hands were actually shaking a little while I cleaned the kitchen and double-checked the locks. I locked every door, I checked every window, I turned off all the downstairs lights. Then I went to my room and lay in bed. I lay there, staring at the ceiling, my phone warm in my hand, replaying our conversation in my head and imagining how it would feel when he finally walked into my room. I kept smiling for no reason, then suddenly worrying for no reason too. My heart wouldn't slow down. The house felt too quiet, like it was holding its breath. Every small sound stood out. The hum of the fridge downstairs, the tick of the hallway clock, and the wind brushing the window. I wore a really cute blue nightdress as a surprise for Rory, and I must have fallen asleep thinking so hard for an hour straight. At some point, I woke up. I didn't know why at first, but somehow I felt I wasn't alone in the house. With sleepy eyes, I scanned the room, and there was no one other than me. I went back to falling asleep, when I heard a slow creak of my bedroom door opening. I remember smiling into my pillow, and then turning to the other side to hide my excitement. I called out to Rory, telling him to come in. I also asked him what took him so long, but he didn't answer right away. He walked up to my bed and then slowly brushed his fingers all over my arm. It tickled and made me chuckle. I told him to lie down under the covers with me, but he just sat down on the bed. I felt the bed dip slightly with its weight. Up until now, he didn't say a single word, so I got a bit annoyed and told him to lie down and stop being weird. He still didn't say anything. That should have been my first real warning, but when you're half asleep, your brain fills in the blanks the way it wants to. I reached my hand back without looking, trying to find his arm so I could pull him closer. What I touched was not what I expected. The arm wasn't smooth or familiar. It was thick, extremely hairy, and quite muscular for a teenage boy. My hand froze. Every part of me went cold at the same time. I rolled onto my back, and I saw him. The person sitting on my bed, touching me a few moments back, was not my boyfriend. He was older, much older. His face was lined, his hair thinning, and his eyes were wide in a way that didn't look right. He was sitting inches from me, grinning like he had waited for this opportunity for so long. I screamed.
Ah! What the hell?
He flinched back and raised his hands.
Shh, shh. Don't scream. I just came to watch you sleep.
asleep.
Oh my God! Mr. Paulson? Is that you?
Realizing that a man of my father's age and our neighbor, Mr. Paulson, who watched me grow up right in front of his eyes, would do something so vile and disgusting, I began screaming louder. He started panicking. It hit him that what he had done was enough to put him behind bars. He stood up, clearly trying to leave. That's when my bedroom door opened again. I saw Rory. He had his phone in his hand like he was about to text me, probably wondering why I wasn't answering. Mr. Paulson tried to rush past him. Rory stepped in front of him without thinking. The creep punched him in the face. I heard the crack, and Rory went down hard. He shoved past Rory and ran down the stairs and out the front door. I ran to Rory, shaking so bad I could barely hold my phone when I called 911. The police came, and Rory was taken to the hospital. My dad was informed too. Rory stayed in the hospital for 4 days with a broken nose and a concussion. I didn't sleep at all that night. My dad filed a report against our neighbor. A few days later, the police arrested him. He confessed to watching me for days. Mr. Paulson heard me on the phone with Rory while standing outside our kitchen window. That's how he learned the passcode and eventually got in, knowing I would be alone. I suffer from major trust issues now, because I've known Mr. Paulson since I was a kid. He waved at me many times. I never thought a quiet person like him would do something like that. It still scares me to think how things could have gone way worse if I hadn't screamed for help that night. 2 years ago, something watched me from a third-floor balcony, and if I hadn't noticed it, my neighbor would have died that night. I was living alone in a quiet, aging apartment building on the east side of Bellingham, Washington. The building was old enough that the pipes knocked at night, and the hallway lights flickered, but nothing bad ever happened there. That was the reason I liked it. Nothing ever happened. That night, just before midnight, I walked to the corner store to buy cigarettes. The streets were empty. When I came back, I stood outside the front door of my building and dug through my pockets for my keys. That was when I felt like someone was watching me. It was not a strong feeling. It was just enough to make me stop moving. I looked around and saw no one. I even tried to listen for footsteps in case a creep followed me home, but again, I heard nothing. Suddenly, I looked up. I can't explain why, I just did. At first, my eyes kept moving all over the building. Then, I noticed the third floor, the balcony outside Mr. Newton's apartment. I saw a woman there. She is standing still and looking down at me. She was not leaning on the railing. She was just standing there. She wore a white bathrobe that moved slightly in the wind. The robe looked too thin for the cold night air. Her long hair was loose and blowing across her face. The pale moonlight made her skin look washed out and wrong, like the light was draining the color from her. Her face had this weird smile that made me feel uneasy. It was as she could see through me. I felt awkward, like I had caught someone watching me through a window. So I raised my hand and gave a small wave. She waved back. Her hand moved slowly, almost carefully. It seemed for a second that she was calling me to her. I got goosebumps behind my neck. Then she turned and walked back inside the apartment. I stood there for a few seconds longer than I should have. Something about the way she moved felt off. I kept thinking in my head that it must be Mr. Newton's wife waking up in mid-nap to get some fresh air on the balcony. Deciding not to overthink this interaction with Mrs. Newton, I unlocked the door and went inside. As soon as the door closed behind me, a thought hit me hard enough to make me stop walking.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Mr. Newton's wife had died. She had passed away only a few weeks earlier after a long illness. I remembered the funeral flowers in the hallway. I remembered the quiet way Mr. Newton said thank you when people offered condolences. I remember that he lived alone now. If there was a woman inside that apartment, she was not supposed to be there. Cold shivers ran down my spine. I began climbing the stairs. Each step felt louder than usual. By the time I reached the third floor, my heart was beating faster than it should have been. Mr. Newton's door was slightly open. That alone was strange. He was careful about locking his door. He was the type of man who double-checked his locks. I pushed the door open. Mr. Newton? There was no answer. The apartment was dark. I could smell something metallic in the air, but I could not tell what it was at first. I stepped inside. The light from the hallway fell across the kitchen floor. That was when I saw the broken glass. It was scattered across the tiles near the counter. I saw a dark smear on the floor that led from the bathroom toward the bedroom. My stomach tightened. I walked slowly into the bathroom. The sink was filled with bloody cotton pads, like someone had been trying to stop a wound from bleeding. The mirror had a bloody handprint smeared across it. There were drops of blood on the floor. I pulled out my phone and called 911. My hands were shaking. While I was speaking to the operator, I heard a sound from the bedroom. It sounded muffled, like someone was trying to breathe through something thick. I walked toward the bedroom. The floor felt unsteady under my feet. The pillows on the bed were ripped open. Feathers were scattered across the room like snow. I was scanning the room, trying to figure out which direction the sound came from, when suddenly, the closet door slammed open, and Mr. Newton rolled out onto the floor. His hands and feet were tied. His face was bruised and bleeding. His eyes were wide in terror, but he was alive. I ran to him.
Oh my God, who did this to you?
I freed him from the restraints and made him sit down, offering water so he could breathe properly. The police arrived quickly. They took him to the hospital. Later, he told them that two men had broken in and tried to rob him. He said he stabbed one of them in self-defense, but they overpowered him, tied him up, and locked him in the closet before leaving. When I asked him about the woman on the balcony, thinking she must be an accomplice of those robbers, Mr. Newton gave me a confused look.
There was no woman.
His voice was calm. His eyes were not. I stopped asking questions after that. A few days later, I saw Mr. Newton moving out. I watched from my window as he loaded boxes into his car. I noticed him holding a white bathrobe.
It looked exactly like the one the woman had been wearing that night on the balcony.
I went outside.
Is that yours, Mr. Newton?
No,
it belonged to my wife. But why are you asking?
I don't recall what I said in reply. Whatever that woman was, it wasn't there to scare me. It was there because if I hadn't looked up that night, Mr. Newton wouldn't be alive. My dog Ranger died this morning. He was old. His fur had turned gray around his eyes and his legs had started to shake when he walked. The veterinarian said that it was peaceful and that Ranger went in his sleep. I nodded, thanked him, and held Ranger's collar in my hands the whole drive home. I didn't cry right away. I only cried when I sat on my bed and realized that the house felt too quiet again. It felt the same way it did that night. I was 9 years old and living with my parents in a small house on the edge of Bozeman, Montana, where the streets are dark at night and the wind always sounds like something is moving through the trees. My parents were out for a business dinner. They told me that they would be gone for a few hours or possibly overnight. They told me to lock the doors and keep Ranger inside. Ranger was a German shepherd with a blocky head and a chest like a barrel. He slept at the foot of my bed every night. That night, I remember feeling proud to be home alone. I also remember feeling uneasy about it a few moments later. The house sounded louder than usual. The refrigerator hummed, the pipes knocked, the trees scraped against the siding when the wind picked up. Ranger kept lifting his head and listening. I tried to play video games, but I kept pausing the screen so I could listen to the house. Everything was all right, until I heard the back door. The sound was not loud, and it was not a bang. It was the soft sound of the latch being moved. I told myself that it was the wind,
but seconds later, I could hear footsteps in the kitchen. They were slow and careful. They did not sound like my parents. Ranger stood up. He did not bark, and he did not run. He growled in a low and steady way.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I felt my stomach drop. A shadow slid under my bedroom door. Someone stopped outside my room. I did not breathe. The door creaked open. With terrified eyes, I noticed a man standing outside my room. He was tall, and he wore a dark jacket. His face was half hidden by the hallway light. I could feel his eyes on me, and guessed he was smiling too. He quickly walked inside and grabbed my arm, yelling, "You're coming with me, kid!" I screamed as he pulled me out of bed and dragged me toward the hallway. My feet scraped across the carpet. I could not catch my breath. I remember thinking very clearly that I was not going to see my parents again. I was crying when he dragged me out like he was planning to take me far away from this world. My feet dropped down the stairs as he continued. Just when I thought I had no chance of surviving against this guy, I saw Ranger storming down the stairs, barking like a hound. Without wasting a single second, Ranger attacked him. He ran at the man with full force, his teeth clamped onto the man's arm. The man screamed and tried to shake him off.
"Ah, stupid dog!"
But Ranger did not let go. The man continued struggling with him. The more he tried to get rid of him, the more Ranger tightened his jaw. At one point, I thought Ranger would overpower him, but all of a sudden, the man lifted Ranger with his other arm and threw him out the open back door. I was a kid, so it didn't hit me that Ranger too was merely a young pup. I heard Ranger hit the concrete outside. He cried out once in pain and then went silent. I took the opportunity and started screaming with all my strength. We lived in a close neighborhood, so my screams were heard, and one by one, all the porch lights of the neighboring houses started turning on. The man froze. He didn't expect things to go this way. A neighbor shouted something. The man didn't wait anymore. He left immediately. I watched him vanishing into the night. I ran and broke down, crying next to Ranger. He was lying on his side. He was breathing, but it was shallow and fast. I held his head and cried into his fur, while my neighbors informed the cops and my parents. The cops came, and Ranger was taken to the emergency veterinarian in town. Thankfully, he survived. His rib was broken, though. He came home with bandages, medication, and a plastic cone around his head. He slept in my room for months after that. He followed me everywhere and never left my side again.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The cops suspected it was a kidnapping attempt, from which Ranger saved me. The man was never caught, and I couldn't remember his face clearly enough to guide the investigation well. But I never stopped checking the locks after that night. This happened 20 years ago. Ranger stayed with me through middle school, high school, college, my first job, and my first apartment. He was there when I moved back to Bozeman. He was there when my parents sold the house. He even attended my wedding as my best man. And finally, this morning, he took his last breath. I knelt on the floor and held his head just like I did when I was 9 years old. I thanked him for this life that he gave me. I told him that I loved him, and he was a great friend. Dogs may not understand words, but he understood my voice. I believe that he always did. I like to believe that he's still watching somewhere. I like to believe that he's still standing between me and whatever darkness comes next. I hope that in another life, I get to meet him again, so I could spend my whole life protecting him the way he protected me. Goodbye, Ranger. Thank you for choosing me.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.